whose words made sense in terms of today and also in terms of the past, in terms of the spirit, the soul, the head, the heart, the hands, the feet, everything. You know, then, Christ, you clutch at it like a straw because you're weak, because you're known as great. Then you know you're just an ordinary bloke. The funny thing is, supposing I go to the pub for a drink, right? Some geezer will come up to me and say, "Hey, ain't you Pete Townsend out here?" And you say, "Yeah." You say, "Well, can I buy you a drink?" You say, "Yeah, sure." And you drink that drink. And about 5 minutes later, he says, "What's it like in your game then, eh?" "Yeah, I bet it's a piece of piss, isn't it? You know, just go out there and knock out a few songs. Oh, I wish I had it as easy as you did. But then I bet it's hard work, though. I bet it is hard work, though. I bet sometimes, though, it's hard work. I bet, you know, all them long tours and all that." You see, people don't really know that you think like they do. I'm thinking that. The things that he is saying to me, I'm thinking. One minute I'm thinking, God, it was all so easy. And then the next minute I'm thinking, God, it's all so hard. I mean, I don't know where I am. All I do is dish it out. And you tend to look for example, and you have to look to great men for example. And Meher Baba, in my opinion, was a great man, and that's really all it's down to. You know, you don't look for great leaders, you don't look for abstracts, you look for people that don't put their fingers up somebody's arse, you know, a so-called spiritual meeting. You look for people that hold good, and Meher Baba holds good, he holds true.
It's something that, so many young people, you know, these days are searching for. You find that Guru Maharaji has so many thousand followers, and everyone appears to be searching for it, you know, more so today.
Well, I believe Guru Maharaj to be a genuine spiritual master. I don't follow him, but I think he's okay. I think there's something going on there that isn't quite right. But, you know, our society moves at high speed. Look at Christ. I know Christ was a genuine spiritual master. And after a few hundred years, things started to go wrong. But if Guru Maharaj is a great spiritual master, then things perhaps are going wrong a bit more quickly. I don't know. Well, the point is that any individual has to decide for himself who his spiritual master is, whether or not he needs one. Listen, there are a lot of people. There's probably barra boys now in the East End. They don't need spiritual masters, and they're probably saints, for all you and I know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're well away. They're knocking along. They don't need any help from anybody.
I must admit that I went to a couple of satsang meetings that Guru Maharaj's followers gave, and there was something there. There really was.
Yeah, well, you've got to admit it. I mean, it's like a lot of people don't like the followers of Krishna. I mean, the obvious. I mean, the people that are following the living master. I mean, they feel that intensity of devotion is incompatible with Oxford Street. I happen to agree. When I'm in Oxford Street, someone coming up and ringing bells in my ears does not make me feel kindly disposed towards our Lord. And I would prefer to choose my time in my own time. And also, listen, let's put it this way.